Pluto, 59 cents a pound or $1.30 a kilo of great meat from Gilbertson's. ANA Friendly Society time at AWAM, 2:05. Talk today to ANA. They have the multi-choice hospital, medical and dental plans. Talk today to ANA, 654-3411.
Being a pedestrian in today's busy traffic can be very dangerous, especially at night. Did you know that more than half of all pedestrian accidents involve those of us who are not as nimble as we used to be? The winter months are the worst, so be sure to wear bright colour clothes whenever you go out, and, of course, always use traffic lights and pedestrian crossings. Your best advice is be seen, be safe.
So, the Sydney Daily Telegraph says that Melbourne and our weather cannot be described remotely as pleasant. And I tell you what, in the Sydney Daily Telegraph today, they published photographs of houses falling into Sydney Harbour after the storm ravaged that town. In Melbourne, the weather is quite pleasant. 14 degrees, no rain in sight, and even a bit of sunshine. More news at 3. Jeff?
You'll get yours.
From whom?
That was terrible. They were falling into the sea, not in the harbour, John. 60 kilometres north of Sydney.
Isn't that a suburb of Sydney?
No, it's
up to Gosford. Yeah, out of Gosford.
They claim it as a suburb.
Yeah, Terrigal, long way for a suburb.
Well, I thought they claimed the whole of New South Wales as a Sydney suburban area.
Greater Sydney.
Oh, a greater Sydney, quite right, Norman.
Melbourne is a southern suburb of Sydney.
Oh, are you kidding?
Some motorists are not too happy about that 60 cents toll for the Westgate Bridge. Here's John Worthy's news poll.
If you have to go through Footscray, have to get around onto the Geelong Road, I would say this, that you compare the price of the bridge with the travel around the different way that you have to go.
You'd burn up your 60 cents in petrol anyway.
If you burn up your 60 cents of petrol going around through Footscray, you go over the bridge. You base it on your business.
Do you think the toll is fair?
Like I drive a car, like to go across the Footscray Road, it's mayhem at times. It's terrible. So I think myself, be worth 60 cents to those people.
What do you think?
Well, you wouldn't want to go over too many times that road, would you?
There is a proviso in this respect, as long as you get over it safely.
Well, we're yet to make that test. Would you like to be first?
No worries. I'd be happy to be first.
You must know that bridge pretty well.
Have a look at it nearly every second night of the week. I've been waiting to join.
60 cents? Just a bit above. I thought, I don't think it's fair. 60 cents.
That's one way. 60 cents for one way. I think it's ridiculous. Absolutely.
You think that's too high, do you?
Oh, of course. I mean, Sydney Harbour Bridge is nothing like that, and there's paying for their bridge, why do we have to pay so much to pay for the Westgate?
The authorities claim that you will save this money by dodging that Footscray Road.
Yeah, but it's 60 cents to go. Is it worth dodging?
With Norman till 2:30, it's 2:08. To speak with Norman, it's 329-7522. Just like to mention before I go back to you, Norman, that the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Councillor Evan Rockman, will be our guest from 2:30 till 4 this afternoon. I think he's staying for the full time. However, any questions on Melbourne Town that are the concern of the Lord Mayor, we'd very much like to hear from you after 2:30 when Councillor Evan Rockman will be with us.
I'm glad to hear that because, you know, for 2 years I had Councillor Ron Walker, and then on top of that we had Councillor Osborne when he was Lord Mayor of Melbourne, and I put in for Evan Rockman, but unfortunately, when I say unfortunately, perhaps that's the wrong word, Mickey De Stoop had been in touch with him prior to that, and he had known her for a long time, so that's how the change came about. But what I was concerned about, I hadn't heard him, Jeff. Has he been on before on this basis, like we used to have the Lord Mayor once a month?
Yes, he's been on about two or three times.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Because I think he's a great Lord Mayor, and I'm delighted to think he'll be on today. In the meantime, may I say good afternoon to you and ask if you've got a favourite verse of poetry to quote. You might win a fat turkey from the very generous Safeway organisation. Are you there?
Is it me?
Yes, it's you, dear.
Oh, hello, it's me. No, this is the first time I've hung up.
Yes.
And I haven't had the phone for long. I'm 84 years of age, and the doctor there to have it.
Ah, I think that's great, yes.
Well, congratulations, Norman.
Thank you, dear.
Long service. I've listened to you so often.
Oh.
Especially when you correct people for the wrong spelling or wrong pronunciation of the English language. It's terrible the way the murderers.
Well,
Rex Harrison says,
I only do it when people ask me to, you know, for, I wouldn't go out of my way to say that was wrong, you know, but when people say what is the right way, then I like to give them what I believe to be the right way.
But, it does annoy me when people pronounce things wrongly, words wrongly, or use bad grammar when they need it, you know?
Yes.
When they surely know what they should use.
I think sometimes it's just carelessness, you know?
Yes. Well, I want to tell you, Norman, I was going to ring up yesterday. In fact, I was ready to ring up. And this lady's quotation came through. And I had several written down, but my special one was the one that she said.
Oh, indeed.
For the flaws as you go through life, and even if you find them, so wise, strive and kind, and look for the virtue behind them.
Yes,
indeed. My nurse said that to me many long years ago, sister in the hospital. She was always saying that, you know, and I said, we should write it down to me, sister. She said, oh, I will. That's a good many years ago, and I've always thought of it.
It was a wonderful quotation.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, I was just too late to get it.
Have you got a verse of poetry?
No, not just on this.
I see. Well, look, we're going to get some now, I think, coming too, because there's a big fat turkey the Safeway are going to give. Mr. Bill Pratt has told us that he'll give a big fat, well, when I say he, his organization will give a big fat turkey for the weekend. We'll see if we can get some verses. Thank you very much for your good wishes. I love that accent of yours. Where does that come from? Which part of England?
Scotland.
Yes, but you've had...
Scotland.
You must come from the Lowlands.
Only Scotland, pardon?
The Lowlands?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so.
Yes.
Thank you very much, dear.
I've got several quotations I would like to write in to you.
Right.
Send them in to you.
All right, dear.
They are all very good.
Let's have them. I love them.
Yes.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Come to Chadson's Winter Wonderland for a winter fashion warm-up. The Channel 9 dancers go on parade in the latest winter wear today till Friday at 12:15 and 1:30 p.m. daily, plus 6:30 p.m. on Friday night in the Mall. Well-known numerologist Mark Gunner uses the power of numbers to assess your personality. Visit him in Chadson's Auditorium daily till Friday at 10 till 4, plus 5:30 till 8:30 on Friday evening. Winter fun for everyone at Chadston.
Hi, this is Bill Collins. Tet's Doomben Cup Sweep is closing soon. Get your ticket today. You could win first prize of $300,000.
Yes, tickets are selling fast. And in Tet's Doomben Cup Sweep, you have one chance in 20 of winning a prize. Great odds. Tickets cost $10 each. Buy one or share a ticket with a friend. Total prize money, $600,000. But hurry. Tattersall's Doomben Cup Sweep is closing soon. First prize, $300,000.
Remember, no one has a better chance than you.
Hunter's time on AWAM is 13 past 2. Time to tell you about Velita car cloth. The ideal soft cloth to keep your car shining inside and out. More Velita specialist cleaning cloths from Hunter's.
We'll take now the verses of poetry, if we have anyone with a verse of poetry who would like to have a fat turkey and the gift of Safeway. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Norman.
Good afternoon, dear.
I'm so sorry we're going to lose you.
Oh, it's gracious.
Norman, I quoted it the name of the poem. May I change the name now?
I want the one verse only, that's all.
Yes, well, one verse. May I give one of my own compositions?
Well, if it doesn't, if it's one verse and...
One verse?
How many lines?
About eight.
Well, no more.
The original one, if you wish.
Well, look, make it quick, dear, will you?
All right, it's called I Remember.
Right.
I remember the house where I was born. The little window where the sun comes peeping in at dawn. That's one verse.
Oh, that's a lovely introduction. Didn't give you much scope. But there were not eight lines there, dear.
No, but I did the one I originally quoted. I can do the one of my own
comments. Oh, no, only one verse to each person. But I like the thought. I'd love to have heard the complete poem, but we won't have time. But
I
can just picture you in that little home.
Yes, well, it's up on the Snowy River.
really? All right. Well, thank you, dear, for your... We've got your name, haven't we, outside?
Not the name, no, just the telephone number.
Oh, that'll do fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Norman. Now, we'll take the next one. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Norman?
Yes.
You have often spoken about the old Melbourne.
Yes.
Have you heard of Hyde and B. Cow, Grocers and Wine Works to Elizabeth Street?
No.
Well, I was out on Sunday night, and I was going through some old coins. I'm not a coin collector. The chappy that I was with is not a coin collector. He came across this coin, which was amongst some effects of his uncle's, who I think died at about 90, and this was about 15 years ago. And here's this coin, which is marked Hyde and Decal, Grocers and Wine Merchants, Elizabeth Street, Melbourne. It's dated 1857.
Good gracious.
Obviously milled in England, because at this stage of the piece, minted in England. It's,
when did our mint start here? It was pretty early in the piece.
1857, yes.
Our mint.
Well, no, I don't think we minted in that stage of the piece.
I don't know.
I think we didn't mint until...
after Federation, maybe. Anyway, that's interesting. I've seen similar things from other stores, other business organizations.
Mm,
they look like a coin, but they're really a medal, aren't they, or a medallion?
No, this is a coin.
Yes, but it can't be a coin because it's...
It's a milled edge.
Yes, but if it's got a business organization's name on it, it's not a coin.
Well...
it's a medal or medallion.
In the 18s, they did this.
Not in the 1850s.
Yeah.
Did they?
On my word.
But I have
distinct recollections of them. There's a couple of places in New South Wales, and there were.
You may be a greater authority than I, but I, yeah, because I'm not an authority. But to me, it. It just does not stand up to any elementary logic that a business organization can have its name on a coin of the realm. But you might be right.
I don't know if it being a coin of the realm, but it was a coin.
But if it's not a coin of the realm, it can't be a coin used for normal business transaction.
Well, it's a negotiable coin, to all intents and purposes.
Well, what was the value of it?
It doesn't state a value.
Well, there you are. You see, this is another thing that would make me feel more strongly inclined than ever that it couldn't be a coin. If it has no value on it, how could it be a coin?
Yes, but at that stage of the piece,
No, you couldn't. You couldn't have a coin. Say, so, well, you'd go into a shop and they say, I'll have two bottles of champagne, please, and they put it down. How much? £5, $15, right, give me the change out of this $20 piece.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would be too ridiculous for words, wouldn't it, if it had no set value, not indicated on the coin? It couldn't have been a coin. But in those days, I have, as I was saying before, I have seen medallions which are supposed to resemble coins, just the same as some people have illegally printed notes which indicate the value of $1. But they are not dollar bills at all. They, in fact, they're illegal.
What?
But they are advertising. You find the name of the firm on the back.
Well, it has a lion sort of on one. I suppose you would say the tail side of it.
Yeah, this side.
Remember the old scale of justice type of...
Yes. But look, I'd like you to send it in or bring it in. Let's have a look at it. We'll soon determine. And in the meantime, I'd like to somebody who's an authority on this business. What is it? Numismatism, isn't it?
Numismatics. That's right.
Whatever it is. A numismatist would tell us the answer. A numismatist would give us the answer. If it is a coin, I don't think it could be, but it couldn't be a coin if it's got no value on it, for one thing, could it?
Well,
anyway, look, leave it at that, because I've got a lot of calls on the line, but if we can... get a numismatist to call us, I'd be very happy. All right?
Thank you,
Knox. Thanks a lot, boy. Bye-bye.
Come to Knox City for the Johnson & Johnson Chuck Superwipe competition. Starting on Tuesday, June the 27th, through to the finals on Friday the 30th. Just hang a basket of Chuck Superwipes on the line as fast as you can. And you could win a Wilkins Service washing machine, a clothes dryer, or a year's supply of Chuck's Super Wipes. Every contestant gets a free packet of Chuck's too. So, let it all hang out at Knox City, an AMP centre, where you'll always go home with more than you bargained for. The corner of Burwood Highway and Stud Road in Knoxville.
ANA Friendly Society time at AWAM is 20 past 2. ANA's multi-choice health benefits let you choose the right one for you and your pocket. Talk today to ANA on 654-3411.
Talking with Ian Gibson, Alexander's Boyswear buyer, about their golden anniversary sale. What are the values in boyswear, Ian?
Well, we've got Yak and Moleskine jeans just like Dad's in sizes 3 to 7 for only $5. Also for the use 8 to 16 years, just $10. And why not team these up with a European-style body shirt at $6? These are all unconditionally guaranteed.
For these and many more bargains, come along to Alexander's Golden Anniversary Sale. Now on at all 14 suburban fashion centres. But hurry, sale finishes Saturday, June 24th.
Energy saving tip of the day, presented by your friends at the SEC. Using the minimum amount of heat for cooking saves energy and money. Once something is boiled, you can usually keep it boiling by selecting the lowest possible setting on the burner or hot plate control. Any setting higher than this is a waste of energy, so don't waste energy.
Hi, Jimmy Hannon again for the SEC. I'm no cook, but even I know there are ways you can save money by using your oven more efficiently. For example, how many times do you turn on the oven to preheat and then leave it to talk on the telephone? Because they're so well sealed, electric ovens preheat very quickly, and you're wasting energy if you have it running on full power with nothing inside. Your SEC wants to help you get the most out of electricity and save energy too. You've got a friend at the SEC.
It sits poised, shimmering in the heat of the Bahrain runway. Man's affinity to flight has come one step further, at faster than the speed of sound. British Airways Concorde, London to Bahrain in an incredible 4 hours, 10 minutes. And you could be on board. From Monday, July 3, when AWAM presents The Ultimate Trip, the easiest contest in the world to win the world, with over $20,000 worth of prizes, including a three-week European holiday for two, flying first-class British Airways 747 and Concorde, valued at $8,000. You'll receive a seven-night British Airways London Lights Tour, plus a six-day British Airways Inns of England holiday, plus an eight-day Europe holiday. Like they say, you like British Airways. The Ultimate Trip. Simply phone us from July 3. The Ultimate Trip, brought to you by Hunter Products and Datsun. 1280 AWAM.
I think you're on the list, Norman. They're giving you away on July 3.
That's right. Well, on the 4th, actually.
Oh, yes.
You know, up until that time, I shall be dependent. But the next day, independent. Incidentally, Jeff, thank you very much indeed for reminding me about that little indebtedness. I'd forgotten all about it, to the fact that Fitzroy won. That makes it a double.
I thought I was being rather mean, actually, when he said, oh, double or quit, you know, all right, I'm backing North and you've got Fitzroy.
Looked a little bit of the shouting at that time, didn't it? Anyway, Jeff, you can have 100,000, I'll have the other 100,000.
Okay.
We'll go 50-50. We'll win, we're bound to win. Because I've never won in my life, but on this basis, having won a ticket for a change, I think I'll probably land the bacon. But now let's go for our lives and get as many of these quotations of poetry, one verse of poetry. Just give me your name and the verse, and then we'll go straight to the next one. All right? Your turn first. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Banks. This is Lullaby of an Infant Chief, and it's by Sir Walter Scott.
Yes.
It's called, I mentioned the Lullaby of an Infant Chief.
Yes.
Oh, hush thee, my baby, thy sire was a knight, thy mother a lady, both lovely and bright. The woods and the glens, from the towers we see, they all are belonging your baby to thee.
Thank you, dear. Now we'll take the next one. Good afternoon. Hello. Oh, the lady got weary of her poem. We'll take the next one. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello,
yes, dear.
Oh.
Just go, what is your name?
Olga.
Olga?
that's right.
Do you know you'd be the first Olga I think we've had on open line?
Oh, really?
Yes, dear. Would you give us the title of the poem?
Oh, it's Unforgiven from the Sentimental Bloke.
Oh, yes, go ahead then. Just one verse.
This might rock you, but I think it fits you.
Oh, yes. But not the one where not Peanuts and Lotties cried the boy upstairs.
No. I got no time for waste of rhapsody, but that dear ugly mugger yours I trust. And so I reckon that it's up to me to make a bloomin' do of it or bust.
That's good.
I got to take the backache with the rest and tug along and do me little best.
That's beautiful. That's, mind you, C.J. Dennis. Isn't it a pity the younger generation just don't know anything about him? That's great. Look, give us the first four lines again, would you please?
I've got no time for wasted rhapsody, but that dear ugly muggy yawn I trust. And so I reckon that it's up to me to make a bloomin' do of it or bust.
Great. Thank you so much. We've got your name, haven't we? Olga, apart from that, though?
No.
Well, we got your phone number. Okay, that's all right, dear.
Yes.
Now we'll take the next one. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Norman.
Thank you.
Happy retirement.
Thank you, dear.
Mine verse is from Crossing the Bar by Tennyson.
Yes.
Sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me, and may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea.
Yes, beautiful words, aren't they? Mind you, that's a magnificent poem.
Yes.
We've got your phone number?
Yes.
Thank you, dear. Now the next one.
Norman.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Happy retirement.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
Oh,
yes. I learned this in 1915 at school.
Now, what's your name?
Mrs. Stevens.
Christian name?
Doris.
Yes, Doris.
If her cruel words were kisses, and every scowl a smile, a better world than this is would hardly be worthwhile.
That's interesting. Where did you pick that up from?
When I was a 1915 at school.
Very, very. Do you know the author of the word? Who's responsible for the words?
I'm in my 70s now, Norman.
Right, dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And a word from Hotham.
If you say
a lot of people don't seem to think these days that the child endowment has anything to offer, but they're wrong, very, very wrong. When your child endowment is paid into a Hotham Permanent Building Society account, it's getting interest all the time. Hotham Permanent pay 9.5% over sums, or four sums, over $500. I know Hotham Permanent as a very solid building and financial institution with assets over $170 million. That's the sort of place to put your child endowment. You see them tomorrow and they'll help you to get started.
The Hotham Permanent Building Society wishes to pay tribute to Norman Banks' community work and to congratulate him on the anniversary of his 47 years in radio. That's Hotham Permanent. The phone rings, you reach for a pen and start to write, but it won't write. The paper's too thin, it's too rough, or the pen's playing up again. Well, this won't happen with a Papermate pen. A Papermate writes on almost anything. It's reliable, it's priced from only 98 cents. Papermate pens have a lifetime guarantee. With a guarantee like that, well, they've got to be good, a lifetime guarantee. They're made to last and write on and on. A great gift idea for anyone. Papermate pens available from newsagents and department stores. Norman.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's just been decided outside by the powers that be, and I think you'd go along with it too, Jeff, that the C.J. Dennis quotation from poetry was the most entertaining.
Has won the turkey.
Has won the big fat turkey. Wayne is trying to get through to the lady. Thank you to the other folk who not only put it over, but who were waiting to put it over. It was funny. They all came with a rush. We had a full board there at the end. Tomorrow we'll announce another prize. Well, we'll take another poem now. Good afternoon.
Hello, Norman.
Hello there.
Norman, I've listened to you since 1947.
Have you really?
Jim here.
Jim?
Jim, yeah.
Yes.
Look, I've got something from Francis Bacon here, which I think sums up the situation very nicely.
Yes.
Antiquities are relics of history casually saved from the shipwreck of time.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Well, that's a wonderful quotation, but of course...
Win me a turkey?
No, Jim, because we're not asking for quotations today. We're asking for one verse of poetry. If you had been on the job yesterday, you might have won another handsome prize from Safeway. But Mrs. Hannah is the winner of the turkey today. But, Jim, be tuned tomorrow. We might be stepping right into your backyard with another idea from Safeway. They're very graciously are giving a gift each day. Until my departure in a fortnight's time.
Thank you, and all the best, Norman.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you very much indeed. And by the way, to that other Jim, that very dear friend of mine who's in hospital, I think at the Mercy, Jim, I tried to get in touch with you yesterday, but the doctors were manhandling you at the time. I do hope that you came out of that well and that you're feeling better, and that won't be long before you're out and on top of the world again. I'm talking about you, Jim Wallace, if you're there. And in the meantime, good afternoon to you all, ladies and gentlemen. A very happy day to you all.
Thank you, Norman. Norman, again tomorrow.
Oh, by the way, pardon me, the producer. I'm terribly sorry, Jeff. As you were speaking then, I heard the melodic tones of producer Wayne Brown coming through and saying, what about Mrs. Hannah? Is Mrs. Hannah there?
Yes.
Oh, Mrs. Hannah, congratulations. And it's with tremendous pleasure that we award you the first prize in the quotation from poetry for this afternoon. Would you like to repeat the winning verse?
Oh, yes. I've got no time for wasters lad to be. But that there ugly muggy yawn I trust, and so I reckon that it's up to me to make a bloomin' do of it or bust. I got to take the backache with the rest and plug along and do me little best.
You know, I think that it would be a great idea, Mrs. Hannah, if we had that printed in big, bold poster form stuck on every railway station and hoarding in Australia.
I said it would fit you, Norm.
Thank you, dear, and good luck, and all the very best to you.
Well, I'll miss you.
Oh, thank you, dear.
It's all the people you've helped.
You're very sweet, and I tell you this, you're going to enjoy that turkey. Wayne will give you all the arrangements. Wayne's here now. He'll tell you.
I will.
Thank you.
That'll be fun, Mrs. Hannah. And everybody can come out and meet you tomorrow because you do realise you're at Forest Hills Shopping Centre.
No, I didn't.
But I'm going to tell you about it.
Oh, how nice of you. Well, thank you, Mrs. Hannah. Goodbye and good afternoon to you all, ladies and gentlemen.